Network.
All right, we are live. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, the Gibby, and joining us today is the Loafist. DJ couldn't make it today because he's currently in a medical situation after beating up protesters that showed up outside of his Femboy Hooters location.
We gotta tell him he needs to start paying fucking security, man. We keep telling him, pay security.
Security, okay? You show up at the Femboy Hooters, you get the DJ experience.
Is DJ starting to be part of the Femboys now?
Don't ask. Gotta go. Show up to the restaurant. He'll take care of you. We were talking about...
See what happens when I leave the hometown?
I'm telling you. Baby, crazy. Check your inputs. Make sure your mic is your input. I'm going to run through this real quick. Mike Smith says Elvis was Kim Kardashian in sequence. And Kizzo Slice says, hey, daddy-o. And that's referring to Gibby. What have you guys been up to this week? What have you guys been doing, playing, imbibing, so on and so forth?
Well, this week I played the Resident Evil 4, beta, the Diablo 4 beta, and of course, with beta. Resident Evil 4
beta,
with Resident Evil 4 coming out this week, I played through Resident Evil Village again, and I forgot how fucking terrifying that game is.
Slice.
I laughed at that part because it's like, I got the power switch. Clunk. Whop. He just looks at it for a second. Like, it doesn't process. Just, I don't have an arm. And then out of fucking nowhere, this guy just gets like a jar of chemicals and he's like, boom, arm back on. You think you could kill Ethan fucking Winters?
Bitch. I'll see you in hell.
Ain't no giant vampire mommy gonna kill me.
I mean, that's how a lot of us would like to go. But I mean, that's something.
I would love to go that way. I'd pay fat stacks to go out that way.
Loafist, what about you, baby?
So I recently replayed, now that the Game Boy Advance games are on the Switch. I recently replayed Metroid Fusion.
Ooh.
Nice. I actually just finished that this morning with a 4-hour completion time.
Nice.
Not having played it in almost 20 years, so yeah.
They didn't kill Ethan Winters. Ethan Winters killed Ethan Winters because only he could take himself out. It was that tough.
Four hours of completion time on a Metroid game?
Yeah, like, he does this to show off.
I can do Metroid, the new one, Metroid Dread, in like just over 2 hours.
But you can't get it under 2 hours, huh?
Like, I'm so close. Like, I'm 2 hours and, like, 1 minute.
Oh, man.
So close.
Oh, that's 1 minute just must be the biggest kick in the dick to ever exist.
Yeah, every time.
Let's see. What am I going to do? I watched last year's Scream.
They're still making more of those?
Yeah, didn't they just release a new one?
Well, they're about to release a new one. I reiterate, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you die to one of these fucking skinny, malnourished Malibu Hills teenagers, you deserve to die. Mm. Okay? You never belonged in a horror movie. And they've gotten so convoluted that after the 2022 Scream, and then now they're doing Scream 6, and I'm just like, yeah, no fucking wonder the entire original cast abandoned it. It has gotten so stupid at this point. Oh, you're Billy Loomis's kid, but we're not going to say who your mom is throughout the whole movie, so that way we can sequel bait you. But then the sequel is about to come out, and it has nothing to do with the girl that was in the Scream 2022. Oops. It's almost like everybody in the movie was just like, I'm done with this.
Honestly, after Scream 1, I stopped. Because I was like, it can't be that bad. I watched it, and I was like, oh.
It's that bad.
Yeah, it's a slasher flick that tries its best, but for some reason, as soon as it hits that finish line, eat shit right before the finish line.
You know what? I started watching the most fucked up anime I think I've seen in a long time. And I mean that. I mean, like, I was watching this, like, where the fuck does my moral compass lie in all this? Because, what? A Scream didn't hold up like Fast and the Furious, though, says Mike Smith. I agree, Mike. Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of Redo Healer? Redo of Healer?
I have not.
Yeah. Don't look it up. That is not a safe for work thing. Don't watch that around children.
Yeesh.
And the worst part is that it's not a hentai. It's not a hentai. But there are some like extraordinarily adult themes going on here. And I can't even mention most of what they are. Because of what happens and oh my god, just in the first episode, the person I'm watching with on the first episode was like, that was the first episode? What? She was like, I thought it came in like four episodes in. I'm like, no, that was the first episode. What the fuck? And Adikano, welcome to the stream. Hi. Adikano is very, very short, so we like Adikano. They fit on shoulders. But yeah, when does Gibby get back here after he starts beating his children? It's just holy balls. It is an anime that I'm just like, just don't. If you don't have the stomach for horrible things, don't look it up. Don't look it up. Don't. I've also been getting all my assault rifles gold on Modern Warfare, but that's just
if I knew you did, like, I know you have kids, like, I know you're a father, but with that sentence right there, I am surprised you have ever seen pussy in your life. That amazes me. Like, I'm trying to get gold on all my assault rifles in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And imagine, I beat my meat, not my children, thank you.
That's what you say now, but it's okay. We're on a public forum. Remember, folks, he doesn't beat his children, guys. Remember that Gibby doesn't beat his children.
Exactly. I need that Danny for legal records. Well,
Dark Charm Media, welcome to the show. Yes, Adikado, I have two kids.
Family of giants.
It really is a family of giants.
It really is.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, a redo of Healer. Gibby, have you heard of it?
I have not. But you're telling me,
your sick, twisted little monkey mind is gonna love it.
Okay, it's called Redo the Healer.
Redo of Healer.
Redo of Healer. Okay, putting it in the private chat. Just
look it up. Look it up on Kawaifu.
Kawaifu. Okay. All right.
Hold on. I'll even give you the fucking link because.
Yeah, send me the link because obviously I want to see this.
Yeah, because there's just wow. Like, I guarantee you, you're gonna message me after the first episode, and you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Bet.
Yes, anime god, welcome Draven. I've gotten the mastery camel for the past 4 years, and I've had a girlfriend the whole time. Gibby, that's racist, says Colonel Mustard.
What? God damn you guys. Okay. I mean, hey, if you guys have seen vagina after getting gold on your weapons, cool. I'm proud of you. You have accomplished more things than most of the Call of Duty fan base is done.
Yeah. Goblin Slayer had one shocking episode, and it was the first episode. After that, it didn't ever happen again.
It was just one single scene that was shocking.
Yeah, that was it. I hate how people are like, "Oh my god, Goblin Slayer was so graphic." I'm like, "Not fucking really." Like, yeah, they started strong, really strong. After that, they just faded out.
Draven, don't even act like me and him talked. Oh, another was good. Another was fucked up. All right.
Yeah, seriously.
There we go. I got that saved, so I'm gonna try and watch it.
Now your audio's all fucked up. Are you watching it right now, you sick little monkey?
I might be. No, I had to open Discord real quick.
Okay. Another one. Yeah, another is fucked up.
I did the sin.
Rape isn't entertainment. No, none of us are saying rape is entertainment. That's not a statement.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
It's a robot voice.
I know why he's... Is it still bad?
No, you're good now.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is an argument that me and Draven Fox have quite a bit, because I am not saying it's entertainment. No part of me is saying that it's entertainment. I'm just saying sometimes it pushes a plot. Not saying it's enjoyable to watch whatsoever. I'm just saying that sometimes the plot is kind of molded around it.
I spit on your grave.
I spit on your grave. Hostile.
One and two. Also, the original Phantom of the Opera. I didn't even know this. Lofus told me about this. Lofus was the one that told me that the original one, that the Phantom kept trying to get her pregnant by force, and she never got pregnant. And oh. I was like, yeah. In the original book. Yeah, I didn't even know about that, and I still hated Phantom. Silent film. I mean, which one? Mel Brooks. but no. Nobody here is going like, boy, I love me a good rape scene. Like, nobody's saying that.
Oh God, that's a clip. That's a clip right there.
Completely out of context clip. Yeah.
But dead man. Jesus. Well, enjoy VTN's last show, everybody. Thank you for being here. Shit, we appreciate it.
Love you all.
I was here for it, guys.
Yep. Love you all. We're out. Damn here, it. Fuck.
I was never part canceled. Of this. Do not include me in this. I don't know what you're... I'm going to throw in a mask. I'm going to start wearing a mask to every show now.
Right. You're gonna do Why'd you start? Style.
Yeah. Dead man started talking about rape scenes and movies, and I had to dip. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's no. Like, and especially when it comes to anime, because anime and Japanese culture treat that kind of thing very much differently than we treat it. Even most Western societies treat it. So, and this is something I don't like doing, because it's like, it's icky. But you know, we can't hold their culture to our standards. It doesn't work that way.
And that's why a lot of people get so upset with animes, because they try to uphold that. They try and be like, oh, we view it in this certain way. So, like, anime titties. Like, yeah. we see, you know, mangas and animes have giant, big, bodacious titties. And we're like, oh, that's all anime is. Like, we're freaking out about it because titty. Ooh, 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 ooh. Monkey brain. But then other cultures see it as like, okay, they're a pair of tits. Cool. What else is involved here? What else we got here?
Yeah.
It's just America is weird with it.
Monster Musume. Like, is one of the funniest fucking harem monster girl animes out there. And it has a lot of nudity, but it's actually goddamn funny. Let's see. Javen Fox says, because bodies are just bodies over there, but Americans are over-sexualizing it. Illuminati, welcome to the show. I'm a misunderstood artistic, too. Love that anime, I guess.
It's not artistic, but you're close. Yeah. You're close. From Boston.
We from Boston.
We understand the Boston accent.
They're an artist.
They're very artistic.
Yeah. I baby, what are some of the weird animes you've gotten me into over the years? Because you've gotten me into a couple.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's trying to play all coy.
I'm not was part I of this.
We gotta define weird. Hold on, because
all right, this...
shit, I dead man. So okay, you remember that? I was about to say, while Lofus is thinking of all the weird, disgusting, depraved anime that he's shown you over the years. Remember that isekai was telling you about? Isekai porn star in another world?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of fucking entertaining.
I kind of like, figured it would be.
Oh, it's actually like interesting to read, because you get those moments where in isekais where they explain the world and how they trained. They do the same thing with porn scenes, and it is beautiful.
Draven says they could talk about anime for hours. The Magic Squirrel Network is here. What's up? Isekai is always good. Isekai is mostly good. I'll say like 9 out of 10 are good.
Yeah, I mean, there's one where a guy uses a love wand as a weapon. So like you kind of it's a hit or miss.
Yeah, I've abandoned more than a few because honestly, like they brought nothing new to the table. The Devil is a Part-Timer. That's one you got me on.
Eric, I am Panaman Eric in chat. I am sorry you just caught up on Baruto. I apologize. It's trash. I mean, this.
Oh, you mean filler the enemy?
Oh yeah, no, but filler the sequel. This is my problem. Yeah, fuck. 200 episodes and they're only on chapter 79. Like 79 got released today, and the story is just now getting good. Like the little like plot device they're throwing in on the newest chapter. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see where they're gonna go for it.
I've gotten Opus into some weird anime as well. Let's see. Ghost in the Shell was one I got you into.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that's classic. That's not really all
classic,
that weird.
Classic, yeah. You and I kind of like mutually made out over Cowboy Bebop, so.
Of course.
Let's see. Like, I'm like, hold on. Let me look at all the tattoos I have. What else I got?
Did you see, was it like High School of the Dead, was it?
Got me into High School of the Dead, yeah.
High School of the Dead was an odd one.
Oh, you don't get it. Lofus went through like this whole phase for like a year or two where everything was zombie related.
Yep.
And so like we saw almost every zombie anime there was, including Second Life. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. It was We're All Gonna Die, but it was the manga edition that Lofus had somehow downloaded and sent to me. It was weird. It was. So yeah, he's got me to a couple of weird ones. Draven Fox recommended something to give me. Eric says,
"Oh, he recommended Baruto, and I just shit on it."
It took a long time, but the story just got real interesting. And girl band says Draven Fox. We like girl bands, but anyways, I mean, like, so, it's just anime is just weird, and I love it. And isekais are my favorite, of course. But yeah, once you get past the first episode of that, Gibby or Lofus, if you're gonna watch it, just
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I have time anymore.
I wouldn't recommend watching that around anybody.
Yeah.
All right, so that might be one that I kind of like watching my phone in the corner, just like
with, make sure nobody sees it. With the headphones in.
Oh, no. Or I could watch it on the Xbox on the big screen TV, just let everybody in the front room watch it.
I mean, you could.
All right, yeah, if I get the... You sure you want to do that, Bubba? You sure you want that?
Bofuri, yes, Bofuri is another really good one. Bofuri, I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense. It's not an isekai, it is a video game one, but that is awesome. Many times, says Draven Fox, I've run into that issue and had to explain watching it. You have no idea, dude. Okay, so like, I was one of the earliest.
When people walk in and the character's moaning, and it's just like, I promise that's not the entire story, guys. That's not how this whole show goes.
Or when they walk in on the greatest titty bounce of the entire series, and you're just like,
I'd rather click it to porn. At least I can explain that.
But like, I forgot like, which one it was. It was a weird one that made Lofus laugh. But they over sexualized the voice as a joke because the character was like kind of an airhead, so everything came out sexualized. And I remember in Colorado, I got home and she just hits this line, and I'm looking at him like, "Baby, should I come back later?" And he's just like. And it's hard. It's really difficult to get Lofus to get embarrassed, but that just hit just right. He looked at me, like back at the computer. He hit the pause button and just goes,
It's about the best I could do.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, let's face it. Anime is one of those like discovered mediums, you know, because I was one of the first early adopters of anime. When it came to the United States, namely because I got kind of tired of carbon copy action movies and stuff like that. Dude, yes, Food Wars is another one. Yes, Food Wars is like, there is nothing sexual here at all, but the dialogue, like, it's fucking, oh no.
Yeah, and then when everybody decides to eat some food and it's just a whole, like, old Roman Catholic orgy happening, you're just like, they just ate pizza. What the shit? But I think that's what makes it so great is they like take scenes like that that have no reason to be that way.
Just seriously, like,
and just
saving that.
I'm saving that one. Just random times.
Yeah, dude, well, like, am I wrong though? With Food Wars, it's so bad. It's so bad in Food Wars. And the worst part was like one of them. I was actually trying to write down the recipe, and I look up, and then they just start moaning, and I'm just like, yeah. This is when my girlfriend walks in. Sure as shit, my girlfriend walks in, and I'm just sitting here with a notebook, going like, yeah. Anime loves the sister brother trope. That's kind of a weird thing born in their culture. Don't really want to go into it.
No, I'm cool with staying away from that topic. I could do the big anime titties and, you know, the over eccentric everything in anime, but the brother sister trope, I'm kind of like, you know what?
I think it's...
I'll keep my hands clean from that.
Okay, so the best way I could describe it, keeping it short and simple and kind of clean enough for this show. There's tags on that work the exact same way. So that's what it is in anime. They just did it first.
Give him a fucking round of applause. The transition between that explanation and the sound just
was good.
That was flawless. That was
I'll take the golf clap. I'll take the golf clap. But anyways. Kinzo Slice, welcome. Did I say welcome to Kinzo already?
You already said welcome, welcome to Kinzo. Again. He gets one welcome. Everybody gets one welcome.
Y'all get one. So,
one.
But I mean, like, I don't know, because like once you delve into anime, you delve into alternative media, and delving into alternative media, you find some weird shit. Like some weird shit. You know what I mean? Like, I showed Lofus a movie called Versus, where nobody has a name, and the plot is pretty basic in there, but it is so weird because it involves zombies, superpowers, samurai swords, ancient curses, new curses, time travel, comedy.
Right, you got about five of those.
Kung fu.
You got like five of them until like, okay, all right, sure.
So I'm not kidding. Like, and the movie is called Versus, and I think it came out in like 2001.
Well, that's like Bollywood. Also, you know, you see all this stuff happening, and you don't even ask why anymore. You don't just be like, oh, you know, why? You know, I get this, but why this? You just look at it, see something happen. You're like, sure, yeah, sure. You kicked a motorcycle out of thin air, and then it smoked a guy in his face, and then it just exploded. Yeah, sure.
You threw a leopard at somebody as a weapon.
Are you went through five different areas in the span of 2 minutes? Okay. All right. Started out in the desert, and now we're in the middle of Metropolis. Okay.
And now that guy's dancing. I don't fucking...
you know what?
Yeah, that's another at least thing, there's Lopez, a slight story. You got into was Bollywood. You got me into some Bollywood aspects.
Might have been somebody else. It wasn't me.
Yeah, no, it was.
I never really got into it.
No, you just had the one. You just had the one Bollywood thing that you liked, and you were like, "I don't really like this shit, but this is awesome." And you were like watching it, like with this big smile on your face, and you're like, "Yeah, yeah." And I was like, "This is stupid." And you're like, "Oh, well, fuck you. I like it." And
I'm
like,
it was meant to be. Fair enough.
This is
why you gotta shit on things, dead man. Why you gotta shit on them?
So this is the movie I'm talking about. Versus.
Oh God!
There are 666 portals that connect this world to the other side. They are all concealed from all human beings. Somewhere in Japan exists the 444th portal, the Forest of Resurrection. I kid you not. There's no photos because like six people have seen this film, and I'm one of them.
I mean, when you open up the description, and the first line says there are 666 portals that connect this world to others. You already know you're in for a fucking hell ride of a movie. Like, you know it's going to be some cheesy ass shit that you are all for watching.
So, this is one I showed. I showed you this one, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called it stupid, and I was like, fair enough.
I mean, you can't show somebody a movie and be like, yeah, it's not stupid. Like, especially
this
something
is absolutely
the beginning line.
Stupid, but you know, what I don't know where else have you guys ended up because of anime? Like, as far as alternative media.
I have been to some very weird websites, like fan art websites that I should never have even been to. That's, are we going to consider that alternative media? Or are we just going to act like it doesn't exist?
I say we include it.
I include it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, some very odd websites where people do their own fan stories and everything like that.
Oh,
make
yeah,
their
yeah.
own mangas mm-hmm. based off of that.
Doujinshis. Okay.
Yeah,
a lot of weird ass movies, like old movies that were fan made in somebody's backyard with $50 and a can of Monster, just a whole pack of Monster. Everybody drank two and like, let's fucking make a movie. I don't know what it's gonna be about.
Why is Ric Flair here? I don't know. Let's do this.
I don't care. He's hitting Satan with the chops. That's all we need.
Fucking
perfect.
Pow! Woo!
I don't know. I don't know what this has to do with religion, but it's going to my religion theology class. Let's do this, guys.
I got a paper due tomorrow. I got a movie made today, and I got 3 weeks. I got a whole fucking season of Game Pass stuff I got to get in.
It was 3 weeks ago, not 3 weeks to go. It was 3 weeks ago, you sick fuck.
Fuck it. Fuck it. We're here. Let's do it all. Do it all right now.
Do it all. What about you, baby?
Well, so the one that comes to mind real quick is... Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Right.
Ooh, how is that?
Oh, it's so good. I showed it to my fiance and she's just like, I'm not high enough for this.
Oh, it's one of those. Yes. Yes. I love those.
It's so good. Like, it won a bunch of awards at the Oscars the other night.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Michelle Yeoh won.
Michelle Yeoh, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
I love the Michelle Yeoh one and the fact that they tried to play her off and she was like, I could beat you up. And then the dude was like, and turning that back down.
I could break your finger. Okay, well, yeah. All you.
I don't think people understand how long Michelle Yeoh has been doing this and how fucking badass she really is.
You know, the great part is that during that movie, and there's a scene where she, because it's about alternate realities, right?
Right.
So she jumps to an alternate reality persona who is a movie actress. And they actually use real life clips of Michelle Yeoh on the red carpets and stuff from various movies.
Right.
Just to make it easier. Yeah, just so they didn't have to like refilm a bunch of different costumes and different settings and things like that.
Ooh, I like that. That's pretty cool.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a really good thing for that. This is such a good movie.
What else?
Say, same here. I've seen people talking about it, like raving about it. I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
I mean, what other medias have anime dragged you into?
I don't know. More like more D&D stuff. More this shit right here. Let me tell you, this bottle of water right here is not flavored, but my brain thinks it is. This little pod right here at the top is scented. So it makes your brain think that it's flavored as you smell it.
Ha! Huh. All right, that's all right. That was that was an odd transition, but I fucked with it.
That's what I'm here for.
Here's another one I found: a pistol opera. When I'm not joking when I say I found weird movies, okay? And what I know about high concept film and art, I know, okay. This is a movie about the number three assassin is given a chance to rise to the number one assassin in all of Japan. And to do so, they have to fight all these other assassins. And this thing plays out like a stage play. It plays out like a stage play, and it really does. It has a lot of weird art to it, a lot of weird music to it. It's really, really, really artful and high concept and all that. But Fleety Pebbles still here, but lurking, I swear. Sundays are cleaning days. That's well, as long as you're here, you don't have to pay attention to us. We're not worth it. It's cool. We still love you.
Sundays are for podcasting and Sundays are for cleaning.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that's another one that I was just like, high concept, high art. And that's why I was so pissed at Skinamarink the other day. Because I was like, I know high concept. I know high art. That doesn't make it good. Pistol Opera is stupid. It's fucking dumb. But it works really well because you're just along for the ride. Like, the visuals are so cool and everything else. And you're just like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on. Why is that guy getting stabbed? But let's
do it. Well, that's that Skinner, that whatever, the Skinamarink movie. I feel as though they thought they made a movie that was way up here, like on the top tier level of, you know, high concept art. Yeah. Like, you got to have big brain thoughts to get it. And really, it's just like, I can't. Camera isn't low enough to show it.
No shit.
Like, they wanted it to be this, like, high concept, you know, make you use your big brain, but
you just watch it. The attic, like, ended up in the basement, yeah.
Oh, they aim for the foundation. They didn't aim for the basement.
That's baby, have you seen that one yet, Skinamarink?
No.
No.
I was trying to think of this other movie.
Just, it's not worth it. It really isn't.
Oh, Bunraku.
Bunraku!
Bunraku. Yes. That was fucking amazing. Ron Perlman? Oh, that one's such a good one. Josh Bunraku. Hartnett, Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson, Gackt from the Japanese artist.
And damn, that's a pretty big cast right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
This is one of the most visually stylistic movies. Lofus showed me this one. Mm-hmm. One of the most visually stylistic movies you could ever come across. This is told like a paper fold-out book. So almost everything in the movie feels and looks like a paper fold-out book.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Including, and the action in it is super, super high concept. Everything about it is really, really well done. The colors, the palette choices are all beautiful. The weakest part of the movie, I would say, is Ron Perlman, but that is easily overlooked. I would easily say.
Yeah, it's easily overlooked.
Yeah.
They make joke about Ron Perlman being caveman. Ron Perlman, not caveman.
But yeah, as you can see, like, all of this is just really high concept art, really, really cool. This has a loaded ass cast.
Yeah, really.
Josh
does.
Hartnett, Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson, Gackt as Yoshi, Ron Perlman, Kevin McKidd, who is now coming up in the ranks, Mike Patton, who is the narrator. Where is he? There he is. Kofi Yotam, who's also coming up. So yeah, like, this was one of those lucky number 11 type movies. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's another really good one.
So this was a really excellent high concept movie. If you guys can find it, Lofus and I highly, highly recommend watching it.
Yes.
Which other one? Lucky number 11.
11, yeah.
11.
That was another Josh Hartnett film.
Oh, that's actually the title. That wasn't just you slurring your words.
No. Lucky number 11.
Oh, okay.
This is a Bruce Willis, Josh Hartnett, Morgan mm-hmm. Freeman, Kingsley, Lucy Liu. Mm-hmm. I think Stanley Tucci's in it even.
All right. I think so. Yeah, there he is.
Kingsley, Michael Rubenfield. There he is. Tucci, Kevin Chamberlain. Yeah, this is another loaded-ass cast and another one that really flew under the radar. Because
mm-hmm.
this one is incredible. It is such a good fucking story. It is a very good whodunit. Yeah. Excellent action, excellent violence, and a really, really, really deep sense of humor about itself.
I tend to forget that Lucy Liu is an actress, like, quite a bit, actually. Until I see her name and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, that's right. She does do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, like, and these all come from anime touches, right? Mm-hmm. Right, baby?
Yeah, because they all have that little flair to them.
Absolutely. God, I'm trying to think what other ones I have that are like came out of like anime love.
There's a bunch of them. There's a lot of media that has definite deep anime influences.
Oh, the original.
That was like that thing you sent me about Evil Dead Army of Darkness,
uh-huh.
where the guy was like, or was I can't remember if it was the director for Army of Darkness thought he copied Berserk, or if it was the other way around.
It was the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the guy who wrote Berserk was like, there's a lot of similarities between Army of Darkness, and I really don't want them to think that I copied them. Mm. And then he, with the like the arm being cut off using a chainsaw, which they didn't use a chainsaw in Berserk, he used a fake hand, or like a metal hand.
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird mechanical thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could put a crossbow on it. I don't want to. Just reread the clip, so I'm trying to get that out of my brain, but unfortunately, it's burned.
Oh, this is another one right here. This is Nikita, or La Femme Nikita, the actual French movie by Luc Besson. And this one was another one that was really, really heavily anime inspired and influenced. This was in 1990, and it has a really weird cast to it. So if you can find this one, I would definitely recommend it. Just know that if you're not a fan of violence against women, you're not going to like this. Luc Besson has a penchant to make the antagonist go through a shitload of violence, and this is no fucking different.
And it was the early 90s.
And it was the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, early 90s was so okay with anybody and everybody just getting the dog piss whipped out of them.
Yeah, and there was this shit show. There was this other Point of No Return. Mm-hmm. There was like these were based off of this fucking movie, and I'll tell you, it's a really good movie. Really violent, really stylized, very very anime. Check it out if you can. Just like I said, be aware that there is going to be
across the board.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty violent. So. But that's another thing.
Well, I mean, if you're watching an action movie, you should expect violence in movies. Like, you're going to watch an action movie. You're not going to be there and be like, this man got shot. I can't believe it. Like, really?
You didn't see that coming? How dare you?
How dare you? Didn't you ever hear the saying, the pen is mightier than the sword?
Yeah, who the fuck goes into, like, the Expendables and is like, well, I hope everyone's going to get along.
I watched Rambo hoping there was going to be a big hug scene at the end.
Oh my god. The idea that they changed the ending from the book still makes me laugh. Because even the actor was like, this is bullshit. This is stupid.
Wait,
bad writing.
Rambo was a book?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is what happens when you're all cultured swine, folks.
But in the original, in the book, in the ending, the colonel kills Rambo. He kills John at the end. Yeah, and he was there the day they filmed the ending, and not only John, but the guy who plays the colonel was like, this is fucking stupid. This is stupid. Why the fuck would he shoot him? This is bad hack writing. This is fucking dumb, and it's not going to test well. So the original author is sitting there, just imagine sitting there with his work going, bro. The fuck?
This is like a reason you made a movie of this, right?
Yeah, the dude walks off, and they run the tests, right? He was right. Nobody liked Rambo dying. Nobody liked John dying. So they rewrote the ending and reshot the ending so that John turns himself in and spends time in prison. And that's how that whole fucking thing went. But the original creator of the book was sitting there as the actor was like just go mouthing off and just going off holding the book and the notes and shit going like, does he not know I'm right here?
That's the biggest middle finger. But I really hate that endings where the good guy dies always is pissed on. Like, we can never have an ending where the good guy just gets shot right square in his shit, and that's the ending. There's nothing beyond that. Like, and it gets bad reviews, and you're like, why? The good guy doesn't always win. That's the thing. The good guy sometimes just loses. Fucking accept it.
Sometimes the bad guy's just more fun.
Nine times out of ten, the bad guy's more fun.
Look at Benedict from Last Action Hero. The guy with the eye. Right, baby? Right?
I have not even thought about that movie for a number of years. A number of decades, I would say, even. Jesus, man.
Shit. I showed my age on that one, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my God. That was
1993. Mm-hmm.
Gibby wasn't even born yet.
Oh, yeah, that's why that doesn't sound like I don't know what that is, because that was before my time. Like, not by a lot, but just enough.
Just enough to never have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, basically. That's how a lot of things are.
Oh, God, this movie was so fucking stupid and wonderful, and I loved it, and it's one of my favorite things ever. And, hold on, mm-hmm. I gotta reload it. So I gotta reload it so they can do the stupid... So yeah, there's a scene in here where he's doing the Yurik scene from Shakespeare, and then it turns into a shootout. Why? Because Arnold.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Look at this shit. I love this fucking movie so much. Everything about it is so meta. Everything about it is so tongue-in-cheek. Up until literally the last act, and then you're like, oh, this might actually have some fucking consequences. But it's beautiful. It's so wonderful and stupid. And
what do you think you're doing? What? Shut up.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah. This is one of the movies.
What year was it? Hold on. Make sure.
1993.
No, I'm thinking of something else.
Son of a bitch, I'm gonna have to watch that, because that was funny right there. Guy just trying to talk to him and whap.
Oh yeah. No, this whole movie is wonderful. It's beautiful.
It took a page out of the comedy stylings of Hudson Hawk. Hudson Hawk came out in 91.
Hudson Hawk is another one of my absolute fucking favorites. Yeah. Also, another one that inspired a lot of anime. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Hudson Hawk was that was Bruce Willis as a thief trying cat to burglar. Yeah, cat burglar. There you go. After the stones that Da Vinci created to transmute lead into gold,
and nobody vibed with this movie. Everybody hated it.
Oh, but it was so good though.
Cinema. You know, gamer words like Lofus and I absolutely love this movie. We hold it so
fucking dear. Look at the rating on this from IMDb. 5.7 out of 10.
Yeah, but how often do we trust those ratings, though?
Exactly. You can't trust them. It was a good film.
What about the golden rule of Rotten Tomatoes? If it has a high critic score and a low audience score, just assume it's going to be trash. If it has a high audience score and a low critic score, just go into it expecting a somewhat decent movie. Mm-hmm. Is that the general consensus on Rotten Tomatoes?
Last Boy Scout was also another one that was really good. A little bit heavy in some scenes, but really good. This one's just fun. This whole movie is just fun. Oh my God. No, we're talking about weird movies.
Yeah.
I know I have one nobody here has ever seen or even heard about.
I don't doubt it.
Okay. Hit me with it.
This is 2001, called One Night at McCool's.
That does not sound familiar. That sounds like a Girl Next Door kind of movie.
This is one of the most twisted, dark comedies you will ever see in your life. And it gets weird. It gets weird. And it just keeps getting weirder. And when I tell you that, go back to Minnesota, who's from Minnesota? When I tell you that the last line in this movie is deserved, it makes so much sense when you watch it. I'm going to scroll past that. Okay. But yeah,
yes, Liv Tyler. She's high. How you doing? Look at
Liv
the funny
Tyler, movie. Matt Dillon, Jesus. Mary Jo Smith, Michael Douglas, Paul Reiser, Reba McEntire, John Goodman, Richard Jenkins, Sandy Martin, Andrew Dice Clay, Leo Razi. This is a stacked cast. Nobody's ever heard of this fucking movie.
Yeah, that and ooh, that cast is like thick.
Yeah, and I love this movie. It is a black comedy, and if you don't know what that is, you death to Smoochie. Seriously, need to stop going back.
I keep forgetting about these scenes. Shit.
I keep forgetting about that. But yeah, black comedy. Just I can't describe fuck all without giving away anything. Just One Night at McCool's. If you've ever seen it, or if you want to see one of the weirdest movies, or if you want to get really stoned and watch something fun, this is it.
Okay, I'm down for that. I'm down to watch that.
Yeah, adding that to the list.
Yeah, yeah. Like, whoever watches it, please drop me a fucking line, because I want to know your reaction to this movie. It is one of my favorite all-time black comedies. I've talked about it a lot, and nobody's ever really seen it. And I think it's such a shame. Another one that comes into mind, and mind you, these are all offshoots of anime that I was watching in anime, and somehow this got involved.
It always comes back to anime, folks.
In a weird way.
If you think it doesn't, it does.
Now, here's another one that's just... How did I hear about this? But I did. And it's another black comedy. If you guys have seen it, I will give you 100. I will send you a packet of stickers for free if you guys have seen this movie. Eight heads in a duffel bag.
I remember this one.
I showed you this one, so that's not fair. Death to Smoochie is incredible, Draco.
It's great.
I've never heard of it.
Death to Smoochie or Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag?
Both.
you want to see peak Pesci?
Mm-hmm.
Like peak Pesci? This is the movie. Not Goodfellas, not anything like Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag is peak Pesci. The airport scene alone is like what's his name used to say? I pray to Joe Pesci because Joe Pesci gets shit done. Fucking see the behind the scenes of Barney. I mean, that's probably horrifying. But yeah, this one also has a really weird cast. Look at this. Joe Pesci, Andy Como, George Hamilton, David Spade, Diane Cannon, Christy Swanson, Joe Basil, and Anthony Mangano.
Like, David Spade seems like an odd one to throw into that one.
It really
because
is.
You'll never see it coming.
Yeah. And
that was Lofus's favorite part of the movie, was the torture scene, the bedroom scene. It's so out of left field. And I say torture bedroom, it's not what you think. Not even close. Trust me.
Does that say it? Oh, I thought that said Anthony Kume. I was like...
Anthony Como, yeah. Or Andy Como. Yeah, this is one of the...
I was like, damn, he's in this?
I love this fucking movie. We'll do one more. One more. Because everybody knows the sound. And nobody knows where it comes from. And this is where it comes from. And this is another movie I showed Lofus. That this is another high concept, high art, but really stupid. Was Seven Psychopaths.
This one I've heard of. Yes, this one I've heard of.
Yeah, that's where the TikTok sound comes from. Put your hands up. No. I have a gun. I don't care. This
and
movie.
Again, a stacked fucking cast.
Yeah, Colin Farrell, Sam Rockwell, fucking Woody Harrelson, Christopher Walken, Tom Waits, Abby Cornish, Olga Kurylenko. All of these guys are in this really stacked fucking movie. And this movie, I know Lofus loved it because of the twist that it takes at about the 2/3 mark. Mm-hmm. And when it takes that twist, you're just like sitting there like, wow.
Well, shit.
And then the last scene with the tape recorder actually got Lofus a little misty-eyed. And it's because of the stupidest fucking things that Christopher Walken says. And you're just like, How can you get misty-eyed over some bullshit that Walken says? And you're just like, wait until you hear it.
But it's Walken, so.
Yeah.
It's Christopher Walken. This man could read me a book and I'd sit here and listen to every single word.
Good night. moan. But yeah,
good night. Sleep tight.
But yeah,
I'm gonna have sweet dreams because of you, Christopher Walken.
And of course,
sweet dreams.
Get me Smoochie. Death to Smoochie.
One I've seen so many times back in the Family Video and Blockbuster days. But I never watched it.
I love this movie. I love this movie so much. With the deepest part of my soul, I love this movie. Mm-hmm. I tell this story a lot. Me, my brother, Daniel, and my dad, we got tickets to see this early. And so, oh my God, that scene is beautiful.
Robin Williams?
That is Williams, yes. And John Stewart. And a whole bunch. This is another one that the cast is stacked, but I'll get to that in a second. We were the only ones laughing in the entire theater. Everybody else was like, what is wrong with these assholes? This movie is fucking twisted and dark, and we're crying laughing because of some of the fucking scenes. Look at the cast. Ready for this? Robin Williams, Edward Norton, Catherine Keener, Danny DeVito, John Stewart, Pam Ferris, Danny Woodburn, classic little person, Michael Rispoli, Harvey Fierstein, again with just a lot of respect to him, Vincent Schiavelli, and Bill Lake, Nick Taylor, Glenn Cross, like all of these big fucking hitters in Death to Smoochie. And oh my God, it's just what's worth every.
And just as a reminder, second. Danny DeVito was the actual director on this film.
Yeah, Danny DeVito did direct this.
Oh, a Danny DeVito directed film.
Yep.
So there you go, kids. You got a whole lot of homework if you want to get some really weird fucking movies. The rocket ship cookie scene is the greatest.
Yes.
It's a rocket ship. It's a rocket ship. Come on, kids. We're going to space. Like, bro, yes.
All right. I got to see if this is like available to stream in some places.
Death to Smoochie? You're looking at a lot of black. Like black comedy is one of like my favorite things ever because it's, you're not supposed to laugh at it, but God damn it, is it hilarious.
When you got that dark sense of humor already, oof. Let me tell
it's you. It's free on YouTube.
Is it really?
It is.
The scene that I did not expect Lofus to laugh at was the Irish mob scene. I did, like, out of all the things, there was one line. It was like, oh, you like kids, do ya? Yeah, tell them about the prick who gets his head cut off. No way. And, like, and then they start to describe something else. I'm not going to spoil shit else. What is
right
that?
Right there. Death to Smoochie.
They start to describe something else, and Lofus starts cackling. And, of course, for Lofus, I mean, like, he chuckles a couple of times to the rest of us. To Lofus speak, that is cackling. So that and watching Robin Williams go completely bonkers in this movie
I think that would throw me off the most is seeing Robin Williams just lose his shit because like 90% of the time he's like in family friendly films. Seeing him as in like a dark comedy sort of thing is like, all right, I'm for it. I'm all for it.
Oh, dude, just. The lines you never expect to hear come out of Robin Williams' mouth is
unless you've already seen his like stand-up comedy. In that case, then you can expect some of the shit. But
oh, so if you've seen the stand-up comedy,
then you're fine.
That's kind of what he does.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay.
But even then,
it's like, still different enough. But yeah, it's still pretty good.
See, okay, because obviously if you've watched his stand-up, you know that some of his jokes are a little like. Out in right field, like Babe Ruth hitting a fucking home run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I could see that happening. Okay.
Oh, yeah, just the less
see it in the film, though.
Yeah, it's the line. It's the lines you don't expect. Yeah. It's this shit that he says, and you're just like, I didn't think he was capable of that. and it's goddamn beautiful. I know we've been on this weird kick. I mean, we've been tying everything to anime, but I mean, like, anime has been such a weird part of American culture for the last, I'd say, like 25, 30 years now, that it's kind of hard to find a piece of media that's not influenced by it. I mean, the Matrix itself was heavily inspired by Ghost in the Shell. Mm-hmm. What other ones can you think of, baby?
Yeah. I know, it's nice when he puts you right on the spot like that. Like, and then,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's nice when he puts you right on the spot, just throws you in the water, be like, here, swim, bitch, no life raft or anything. Right?
Like, shit.
I gave literally an example for you to lead and follow off of.
Well, when you got to think of something like that, like you go up, oh, well, who goes in the show? But we've been on a tangent of black comedies that we have no idea
what it's going to be. That's why I brought it back to say that 25 to 30 years, anime has influenced media. And one of the most heavily influenced ones that was a cultural bomb was The Matrix. It was heavily inspired by Ghost in the Shell. Now, you also have things like Evil Dead that inspired things like Berserk. You also have Tales from the Dark Side or Crypt Keeper.
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt that also inspired Junji Ito.
You know,
yeah. That's why Junji Ito doesn't do straight stories. He does anthologies, is because he was such a fan of the original Tales from the Crypt comics and everything else.
Oh, quick little tangent. Apparently, they have a Junji Ito Uzumaki coloring book that is being sold at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
I did not know this, and I almost picked it up on fucking Thursday.
You should have.
So. I thought about it, but I was like, I can't justify spending $16 on a coloring book.
I can't.
I fucking can't.
Oh, easy. I can. Easy. Lofus and I have bought some dumb shit while out and about.
Guys, I recently just bought like a $20, $30 Monopoly version of The Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the funniest traditions I have, though, I'll let you like catch up and put some ones and twos together so you can come up with some media that's been influenced by anime. But I think one of the funniest things Lofus has said in recent history was a tradition of ours is to go to clothes shops and have dead men try on coats that he knows aren't going to fit.
Oh, so like Chris Farley, doing a Chris Farley thing.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that being a very entertaining pastime, especially ones that are like smalls.
Funny, I have no idea.
Just have him fucking like, just have walk around in that shit all fucking day.
Well, like the looks we get, like they always think we're either a couple. Mm-hmm. Or I'm guarding Lofus for some reason.
Yep.
And then we go to look at coats, and I'm like,
they ever tell you that we had the opposite effect with me and two other friends when we were living in Phoenix?
No.
Or me and this other guy who was about my same size, about 5'6", and there was a guy bigger than you, dead man. Like, taller and wider. And it looked like, because we always walked on opposite sides of him, so it always looked like the two of us were his bodyguards.
That's funny.
Dude, the crowds and malls, just Red Sea.
Great. Oh, man. And, you know, I think it's just funny, like, when we enter an establishment and they're like, oh, up to 4X, and I'm like, yeah, up to 4X and small people. Not giant. So like I went up to a coat that said 4X and I tried it on and I was like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the lady was like seriously offended. She was looking at us like, what are you doing? And we were like, supposed to be 4X, bitch.
You said 4X. You wonder what this is? This is tiny.
This is small. I don't like it.
This is small for me.
So they build out the 4X for the body, but not for the arms.
Yeah, like that one that I really liked. Yeah. So like, they actually had one that kind of fit my body, but on my arms it looked like sausage casings, and I was just like, if a strong wind blows, they're gonna fucking just fly off me.
If I cough and I flex, that's it.
That's it. I'm done.
Things getting ripped apart.
It explodes.
I don't have like muscular arms, right? I don't have like fat arms either. I have like just normal sized arms. But this thing was just like skin. Like you could see my tattoos practically through the denim. And I'm just like, that is really stretched thin. If I fucking.
Demon goes, he's like, here, get it off me.
Yeah.
I'll pull it off.
Oh yeah. So what stuff have you been able to put together that has been influenced by anime? Give me. Let me give you a couple. Give you a couple of minutes to think.
Oh, fucking nothing, dude. I don't know what, like, I know a shit ton of stuff has been influenced, but I can't really put nothing together. I just know stuff is influenced by anime. Like it does it a lot. Like a lot of creators will reference shit. Like you said, Berserk. There's a whole article on that.
Yeah.
So if you... It's odd. Because I have nothing to compare it to, but I can see it. Like, I can watch a piece of media that was made years after a story has ended and be like, oh, shit. I feel like I've seen this before. And then you go and check the... where they say the source is coming from. And, of course, they're like, yeah, I got influenced by this. Okay. All right. So that was a long bullshit just to say I got nothing.
You got nothing. What about you, Lofus?
Besides the ones that we've already mentioned, nothing really, honestly. Maybe, well, you know, I'm always going to promote this one, but even though it was an American manga first and took so much from making it into a real life anime, was Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
But that's such a... It began as a manga in the first place anyways.
Wait, it did?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was... I knew it was a comic book.
Yeah, it's a visual novel. Basically a manga. Just the American version of it.
I liked it better in the like chibi style they did. Or like that real simplistic style they did for it.
Mm.
I remember watching the movie, and the entire time I was thinking, okay, this is kind of, it's odd. Like, I didn't understand it because I didn't knew that it was a comic book beforehand. But then everybody around me was like, oh, I can't believe this got a movie. It's so good. And I was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? It's just a movie. Why are you so hyped up about it?
This is another one Lofus got me into, and it has never left my rotation since.
Yep.
Literally, I showed it to my sons. Like, that's how important this became to me. Like, I showed it to my sons, and they loved it.
I have this game on the Switch, too, because they made a game out of it.
Mm-hmm. I got mine on the Xbox.
Nice.
And the fucking soundtrack,
is that, bro. The soundtrack is so good, too.
Is that just sticking in your head?
Oh, yeah, dude. Launchpad McQuack. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We are sex, baba.
The entire, like, especially the entire 8-bit soundtrack by Anna Monoguchi was so good.
We need to bring in more 8-bit soundtracks of things, like 8-bit remixes and stuff. That is such an untapped market.
I like weird songs that get associated with, like, with series or movies or stuff like that. Like, they're not really, they have nothing to do with them, but they're there. Like the weird animation, like the one you showed me, Lofus, of the Viking one with the animation of Game of Thrones. The Dauvroch, you know, do you remember that?
No.
Now I'll play it on the post show because there's...
Okay.
Let's see, hold on. Gotta write that down.
I mean, obviously, we have connections between anime and stuff, but is there a video game soundtrack that will forever stick in your brain?
Metroid Prime.
Goddamn, you didn't even have to think about that.
Metroid Prime and The Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword, fantastic soundtracks.
Dead man, what you got? Bioshock. You got to think for a second. Oh, okay. Ooh, okay.
Bioshock. Right. Everything from the original score to the songs that they licensed was perfect.
Especially in Bioshock Infinite with a lot of that, what they did there for that one.
I didn't like the soundtrack for Infinite as much as I did the first one. Because for the first one, they were like, this is all a 50s vibe. All of it is a 50s vibe. All of it has the, how you doing, folks? Welcome to the Bathosphere. You know, and you had what's his name, you know? I chose Rapture. And even his voice, which is supposed to be like this undating deeper voice, wasn't. It was this 50s crier's voice. And so everything about it was shaped around this era. And so the music, the horns, the radio that you can turn on and off, it was all fucking perfect. And it fits so well. And the covers that they had of like Blue Moon, My Darling Love, stuff like that, I was just like,
you know, that's in video games. That was the game that started my love for the old 1950s-esque songs in video games. Was Bioshock?
Yeah.
Because just having the creepy like na da 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 da, and just knowing there's a splicer somewhere, and all you have is a pistol with like two bullets. You're like, God, I can't make this.
God, today sucks. Is it today? There's no fucking sunlight. Look
at that. I'm coming to get you. God damn it.
Give me like 5. Give me like 5 minutes. Piece of shit. I fucking hate you.
And then you got one final bullet and you're like, oh, I made that. Okay, that was a lucky shot.
And then you hear,
go play, Daddy. You're looking at like, hello, old friend. We got one more. We got one in here.
Darkness, my old friend.
It just, you cannot tell me that when you heard the little girl go, let's go play, Daddy, and you had no ammo, you're just like, oh fuck. I'm done. I'm calling it. I'm saving. I'm stepping away because I'm gonna get reamed no matter what. This shit ain't gonna be fun.
Where is it?
So you're gonna make fun of me because I got two soundtracks that will forever stick with me. One of them is serious. Hotline Miami. Hotline Miami, in my opinion, oh, that's nice. Hotline Miami had one of the greatest soundtracks that was just appealing to the ears. For some odd reason, it was that techno synthwave shit that really caught my attention. And then one that is just my favorite because I'm a sucker for acapella, like good acapella, Crash to Insanity. Crash to Insanity had the best acapella soundtrack out of the entire out of anything I've ever heard. Just to hear that da 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 da. Fuck, love it. I have it saved on a Spotify playlist. Just that one single song.
Battletoads NES pause music. Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What was it?
Battletoads NES pause music. Hold on.
Oh,
there is nothing. There's nothing like that fucking thump. Sick.
Man, fuck Battletoads. Fuck hey. Battletoads.
Hey.
I said what I said. I said what I said.
Some
mostly because that goddamn jet ski fucking level. It's so simple, too. It's not even that complicated.
I'm gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah, like, it's not that complicated. It's just one, two, dot, 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 dot. That's it. But it goes so hard.
That shit was shit.
Shit was the shit that did shit.
What the fuck? I mean, almost any of the Super Mario Brothers 2 has specific songs that were just like, yes. You know, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the Dream Sequence one. And it was just one dude with a bass just going. And you're just like, yeah, I dig it.
Little known fact, that guy was just high in the studio and everybody else was on lunch. he smoked and he's like, man, this, I got an idea. Just sit in the studio, just everybody comes in, they're like, hit the record for what? Hit the fucking record button. This is gold. We haven't had a goddamn hit all day. Or I think it's a Legend of Zelda where it's
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, that. God damn it!
There it is. Yeah.
I love Ooh. That shit, I swear.
Oh, that was clean. That was clean.
Though, to be fair, that one wasn't really a Mario game, per se. Oh. It was a reskin game from Japan. I forget what the original was.
I know. Everybody knows. What was the Legend of Zelda you guys were talking about?
From Ocarina of Time.
Oh, Ocarina. What? Which one?
I don't remember. I don't remember what the song is, but it's...
Sario song.
Thank you. That's what fucking Master Sword covers, or the sample that Master Sword uses. I knew it. God damn it.
I'm pretty sure.
There's a song by a guy called Young Kraka who samples that specific thing, and I cannot remember what part of Legend of Zelda it was in, but it was that.
Lost Woods, right?
I was like, that's the Lost Woods.
My apologies, it's Lost Woods, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Lost Woods. I mean, like, Zelda's had always one of the most iconic
looking
soundtracks of all time, so, like, Kirby Green Green is good, too. Let's check it out. Why not? Fuck it, we're on this kick. All right, let's see what we got.
See when we get copyrighted.
Yeah, why not?
I know. Cocaine Bear did it. Something else did it. No, the Nicolas Cage movie did it. Let's go. Let's hit the three-peat, folks.
We've tread into dangerous territory when it comes to Nintendo games.
Hell yeah. I love that shit. That makes me want to fight, bro.
Right?
That's post-show content.
Oh, the one you just sent me?
Yeah, since we have Lofus.
All right, let's see. I'm like, what are the ones? What are the ones? The ones that just made you want to fight? You know what I mean? Like fucking video game songs that made you want to fight.
The Doom song.
I mean,
there's only one Doom song that makes me want to kill everything.
Oh?
Uh-huh. And it is just one, because if you put this on, I will fight God in any competition, anything you want, anything.
Yes. Hold on, dude.
This is it.
I don't got my glasses on.
That's it. I will fight anything, anywhere, ever. All of it. I'll kill it all.
Just makes me seem like a guy in a fucking wife beater with a half-lit cigarette just ready to fight anybody in a parking lot.
Oh, bro, that's me. That's me showing up with my leather jacket that's a size too small because I gained some weight. Fucking a Camel wine and a half-finished beer and Lucille on my shoulder, bro. That's me, like, showing up in a parking lot. Who's fucking first? Who's
looks
first?
Looks like Steven Seagal in the later years.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? That was
did
low.
You ever? But did you me. Ever?
Yes, because I can move. I can manipulate a weapon. That fat fuck can't even walk up a flight of stairs. All right?
Sitting in a chair, just kya, 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 kya.
Dude, I may be fat, I may be out of breath at the end of it, but I can perform a fight scene. I can do a stunt scene. Like no. No, fuck you both. That's horrifying. That is mean as shit. No. I didn't used to take it as an insult. I really didn't used to take it as an insult until I saw all these movies that he put out by himself. And now I'm like, I take it as an insult. I take it as an insult. Like, no. Like, no, no, no. No, fucking, oh, doll, I'm just going to fire 30 rounds and I'm going to switch shoulders and fire another 4 rounds and that's it. That's it. I'm pulling the mag and I'm calling it for the day. That's all we get. Play that fucking clip 17 times. No. No, I hate you.
This one. There's always, I will say sometimes video game scores, simply because they have to hold their own when it comes to making original songs for their games, just does a lot better than cinema. Like, you can pick songs that are well known, but it doesn't have the same effect as when a video game does it, you know?
Is that what you just sent me?
Yes. That is two, like, underground rappers I listen to using that same, using the BFG. It's called BFG, but it's using that same guitar riff. And it is excellent. It is excellent. A lot of this stuff we're going to go over in the post show. So if you're not on the Patreon, then you should be, because you can get extra content like reacting with us to music. Okay? So you should go over there, patreon.com/VT Network. You can just give us a dollar and we'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Deadman said if we get
$3 is where you want to be if you want to just get more content. $5 is where you want to be if you want to get stickers and more content.
See? And I'll tell you, those stickers are good. Those stickers have decorated everything in my room. My important box, covered in stickers. My phone, covered in stickers. My hard drives, well, hard drive, one of them is still naked because I'm waiting for my new sticker order. But that one is covered in stickers. It's all stickers, folks. And they're worth it. Worth every penny.
I'll give you a Kodak of my, I don't know what a Kodak is.
I'll give you a Kodak of my ass crack. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Draco typed that in chat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you mean
so
a Polaroid?
It's a Family Guy joke. Somebody from Wisconsin saying, I sent a Kodak of my ass crack to Mike Wackajack, and now I can't go back. And I could hear that 5 times from Draco, and I will never stop laughing at that. It is something about the way he delivers it and alliteration. Just, mwah. I love it.
I think what's funny is that there's a lot of anime babes on their videos. But I think it's funny, like, when my sons were here and they were like, my son Bean was like, oh, Dad, I'm older now. I can outweird you in music. And I'm like, you can't even step to the throne.
No.
Don't even try, son. And he was like, no, Dad, here. So he plays me like a bunch of songs. And I'm like, that's it? That's all you got? That's all you got? Shit. The first song I hit him with, like, took him out. Let me see. Hold on.
But you got to give him credit for at least wanting to step to the throne. Like, he may not have the proper firepower to come at the throne, but he had big enough balls to actually go for the throne.
Oh, he tried. But then
it's respect.
The first song was a knockout punch.
That's it?
That knocked him out?
Yeah, because it weirded him out so bad.
Come on, my guy. This is a Tuesday. This is a fucking Tuesday is what this song is.
For people of our twisted caliber. Remember, he's a teenager.
Touché.
And this is when our moms walk in.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for people of us, that's a Tuesday. That song is nothing. That's just another, like, Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. All right, you know what? Yeah. All right, yeah, that's cool. But for new people, that's like, is that song really saying hentai over a techno beat? And it's like, yeah.
Over a hardcore beat? Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Always. So... Oh, that's making me think now. Like, what's the weirdest song that I've ever listened to in my 26 years of living on this planet? Oh, God, that's what I'm going to have to come back to.
I'm like you. I got everybody beat when it comes to weird songs and weird meanings of songs. There is nobody that can step to me.
Dead man, you want to play this game?
Okay, in the highways and the edges.
I've been there. Trust me.
What's it about?
He wins.
No idea. Never heard
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, you little bitch. Don't even. Yeah, you but can't like, even approach the
but
ring.
But is the goal? Is
stay
the,
in the crowd.
Oh, no. Is the goal to weird me out? Is that the goal?
Weirdest songs. You can weird me out. You can try to weird me out. Or I can try to weird you out. Either way, whatever you
do. Do you want to make this a post-show fucking match? Is that?
Please. Ooh. Please, little
post-show
boy.
Match it. I call it then. Make it a post-show match.
All right.
Make it a, like, a specific, like, Patreon content thing. Because obviously it's a lot of music we gotta bring in.
Instead of a movie roast this month, we will do a music weird off between Gibby and I. And I guarantee you, you're not going to win.
So for those of you that want to enjoy this, just go ahead and follow on the Patreon support. $5
Patreon.
A month.
Patreon.com/BT Network. The $5 tier. So that's where that's going to be. You're not going to win.
$5. No, less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Come on.
Yeah, literally. This is.
All right, let's set a cup of coffee, and I'm pretty sure you pay your stripper more. About to say, your favorite stripper, you pay her what? $600 a month? You only got to pay $5 to us. Come on. We're good-looking guys, too.
Just cancel one of your OnlyFans subscriptions. They don't even give you stickers. We give you stickers. All right?
I mean, if I need to start doing OnlyFans on, like, if I need to start, like, doing lewd pictures for Patreon, I will. If that gets us more, shit.
I can't help. And, you know, like, the worst part is like, we do have fun on the post show. Give me straight. Yep. We do have a lot of fun on the post show for those of you that do tune into it. I know Lofus has been a longtime supporter of the show. He's discovered some weird shit because of the post show. So,
FlashGits.com. I hate that fucking. I love FlashGits, but I hate when they do that mouth noise right after they say their name.
FlashGits.
Fucking hate it.
It's the.
I hate it when they do mouth noises.
It's the fucking. It's the Warhammer guys that kill me, dude. Like, because their voices are so distorted. The brother.
You got to give it credit, though. FlashGits is a fucking heavy hitter in the YouTube animation game, though.
They're still going, man, after God only knows how many years.
Oh, yeah. One thing I love is seeing when YouTube animators actually get onto major companies. Like The Odd Ones Out. If you've never heard about him, he now has a show on Netflix. Mind you, it's a kid's show, but
he's always a kid's content creator.
But that's my point. Still, like, seeing him on Netflix with his own show, that's good to see. I remember watching him when he was like 100K, and now he's on Netflix. Like, hell yeah. Or, oh, God, what's his? Smiling Friends. Who made that? Psychic Pebbles. Seeing Psychic Pebbles bringing Smiley Friends when they wanted to bring Hellraisers. They wanted to bring Hellraisers onto Adult Swim, and Adult Swim was like, we're not really fucking with this. But then they see Smiling Friends, and they're like, ah. Now that one.
Now, I think my favorite ever transition was Happy Tree Friends to Netflix.
Happy Tree Friends.
That was wild. When I seen that on Netflix, I was like, no shit. You guys pulled that one. Hell yeah.
I was like, well done. Did they change the content?
Nope.
I think they changed the content because there's no fucking way Happy Tree Friends is. I was wrong.
Yeah, then you go watch it and you're like, oh. Nope.
And I was like, nope, that's it.
Nope, that's Happy Tree Friends. I wish the one I wish would have gotten a little bit more publicity, and I'll say, is Dick Figures. I wish Dick Figures would have got a little bit more publicity.
I didn't find them enough funny to begin with, but that's also just me. You know what I mean?
It's stupid. It was like stupid, simple animation. Like the green elf guy who has Tourette's just made that fucking hilarious more than it should have been. Just at random, be like, I'm having such a happy day. Fuck! And the way his whole body distorted and his eyes turned red. Dick Figures is underappreciated, and if you have free time, go watch the entire series. It's all on YouTube on Mondo Media. Go watch it.
Yeah, and if you want something disturbing after that, go watch Llamas in Hats.
Carl. If you have never, in this day and age, if you have never seen Happy Tree Friends, or not Happy Tree Friends, Llamas with Hats.
I didn't see it, and like I forgot who was telling me. I think it was Grave Robert. I was like, "It's one of the most twisted animations you'll ever see." And I was like, "I don't know." Like it seemed pretty straightforward. And then fucking, I watched it, and I was like, "Okay."
It has its moments where it's fucked up, especially with the floating faces on balloons.
God, there's so much more than that.
Film Cow, the guy who does that. Great artist. He has done so many more beyond just Llamas with Hats. Film Cow is another animator I can definitely stand behind and say, dude, definitely deserves a hell of a lot more than just YouTube.
Well, let's see. I'm like, there's so much stuff I wanna bring in, but at the same time, I'm like, I think we've pushed our limit with the
The
whole fucking strikes, so I'm not gonna do it.
You don't mess with the big N too either, man. We put some big N on there, so
yeah.
Also
Jay Mathers, the guy who did Foamy the Squirrel.
I
like him.
What's it, something media?
Who the for musical? Who?
For Foamy.
Oh, Jay Mathers. Bill Media. Yes, I was about to say, I know his Twitch is Jay Mathers, but I forgot what his, my favorite Foamy the Squirrel thing is, they had the little, like, the hyperactive squirrel that did the song about drugs. Oh, Canada, your drugs are cheaper than ours are. That's one of those lines that I will randomly say throughout the day for no reason, just, oh, Canada.
I love the idea. I forget which one it was, but it was they were calling out all the fans of the female character and how they're just all here because it's hentai light. And like Foamy just goes off on this tangent about like, just go watch fucking hentai.
This is a cartoon. There are actual like naked women being drawn. You don't see shit.
Yeah.
And it Foamy was, the it was Squirrel started ago. A whole generation of like pissed off people. That didn't know how to say like what they thought, because it wasn't like big topics that they were pissed off about. It was just small internet shit that you really couldn't complain to anybody about. But then you got Foamy the Squirrel, and you're like, this little fucking cartoon squirrel understands it. I mean, it's weird to say, but
I always thought Salad Fingers and stupid shit like that was just overrated, in my opinion.
It's not bad. Like, it's not awful. It's good animation. It's it hit its mark. It did what it was supposed to do. It aimed to creep out, but that's about the that's like where it fucking stops.
Are you looking to disagree or
no, you're right. It's
or okay. One that did me in that I didn't understand the hype was what was that? Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, or is that what it's called?
Yeah, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Yeah, that was so... That is people who don't understand horror and don't understand, like, looking into things. That is their introduction, and they think it's the biggest thing to ever exist. It's like, oh, they started decaying, and all their body parts fell off, and it got dark and twisted, and you're just thinking, okay... Like what about this is supposed to catch me off guard? Yeah. Yeah. It's like
anything that was worse than Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Right. Like, I don't understand why people were freaking out about it. Like, this is the scariest video on the internet to ever exist. Don't fucking understand how, but sure.
I didn't get it. I saw it once and I was like, this is stupid.
I must have missed it.
The concept is stupid and you're stupid for supporting it.
I wouldn't say stupid for supporting it. I just think that putting it on the pedestal that a lot of people did was stupid.
Absolutely. OnlyFans make my socks kind of like stickers, says Mike. I mean, yeah. Yeah. But I think we've pushed our limit for today. So we're going to start wrapping this bitch up. Let me go ahead and get this because Gibby's here today. And woo! We have...
Gibby's here for what?
For everything.
Every day, 4 out of 5 podcast hosts are forced to sell feet pictures online just to stay afloat. Almost every single day, 3 out of 5 resort to posting OnlyFans content of their back door. And out of the total of the podcasters mentioned, only 1 of the 5 will find success. Won't you help support struggling podcasters like this one?
Hey!
Is that incorrect?
No, but still, don't gotta highlight me.
Go to Patreon right now and sign up to help podcasters stop posting unwelcomed, spicy content.
I'm still so proud of that.
Love that video so much.
Do you? Really?
I do.
So thank good. You. Thank you. I tried. When I made it, I was like, man, people are either going to really love this and think it's funny or think it's the stupidest fucking thing to ever exist.
My favorite is posting pictures of the back door.
I know. I was thinking, I'm like, okay, how can I do that? Like, what can I do that would make that funny? And I was like, oh, here's my apartment door.
Yeah.
Right there. But thank you, Lovis. I didn't.
It's good.
I like it when I hear people say they like that video.
So, Lofus, do you have anything to plug, anything to shout out, anything, anybody you want to take a look at?
So, just as always, man, plugging that book, Memoirs of the In-Between by Willow Miana. We're actually in the middle of re-editing it because the first draft got really screwed over by the editor. So I'm actually editing it myself, and we're going to republish eventually. There you go.
Ooh.
That's my fiance's.
Look at that. Look at the physical. Look at the physical copy of that. Look how nice it looks. Dead man, show us the back. Let us see the back of that.
We'll see the back. Oh, the back.
Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Doesn't it make you want to go buy it, folks? Doesn't it make you want to have a physical copy in your hands to read, to smell that new book page smell?
Wait, just read this one.
Get a nah.
Damn it.
Pages spoiled. Are sticky. Hold on.
Yeah, Memoirs of the In-Between. Check it out. It's actually a really good book. I'm not gonna say shit about you heard my critique about it, Wolf is in private. So I think now that you said something about the editing, that might be why.
It's probably why, yeah. We have to re-edit and eventually republish. And then we've even gotten she has pitched to a couple of producers to potentially turn it into a film or movie, TV, something.
Hey!
Anything ever comes to that. Yes!
Yes!
If you ever need a giant Spaniard for any role, let me know.
Or if you need a short white boy.
Yeah, that would work too.
Hobbits.
We can make that all work.
If you need I'll show hobbit feet. I will do whatever.
I'll show hobbit
Lofus, feet. I will do whatever it takes to get in this. And I mean anything.
And he, nice. That's what he said Saturday night. But anyways, Gibby, what do you have to shill real quick?
Ladies and gentlemen, I run a podcast called The Podcast Daddy Variety Show, which uploads new episodes on Monday and Thursday. You can catch them over there on Podcast Daddy Variety Show on any podcasting platform you listen to. I do Weeb Ship Monday, which coming tomorrow is the Golden Age arc review, which I've been holding off on doing because the arc is so fucking long. And then on Thursday, you have the normal Podcast Daddy Variety Show, where I like to yell about things that have pissed me off during the week. Forgot how long the Golden Age arc review is. Fucking long. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/enoughsnuff. Instagram over at instagram.com/podcastaddy. And if you don't like listening to the podcast, you like some visuals, you like to see me talk with my hands, you like to see my eyes bulge out of my fucking head, go to youtube.com/podcastaddy, and there will always be a video attached to new episodes of the podcast.
And for those of you who want to support us outside of the OnlyFans merch, please go to vtnetwork.redbubble.com, where we have a whole bunch of designs and more coming soon. It comes in almost everything you need for everyday life. And remember, they're having a huge sale right now. You buy more than $7, send us a screenshot to any of our social medias or email, which is vtnetwork2 on all social medias, vtnetwork84@gmail.com, and you can have a chance to make me puke. So far, no one's done it. I am undefeated. No one can do it. Yeah, I said it. You can't do it. Can't do it. Nobody's done it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can creep him out, but not puke. So.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this contest now.
Yeah, no, you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
You're not
gonna okay, win. If sorry, I win, Gibby. If I win, you, I want a though. Video from a. I want a video from the both of you saying.
He could be the special referee.
Okay. All right. We'll have Lofus be the special referee then.
But anyway.
He's like, fuck, I shouldn't have opened my mouth.
No, I'm used to what he does, so we're fine.
I also want to thank Paul Schroen and the Magic Girl Network for keeping us on and keeping us going. Seriously, they love us a lot. We love them. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Gibby, for sharing the stream to Twitch. I also want to thank Lofus. Hi, baby. The Raging Caucasian, Cheyenne, Grave Robber, Carol, Sherry Finks, Ashley, Mike, fucking Smith, this asshole Gibby, and Donnie Hengel. Thank you guys so much. Another shipping thing went wrong with your last month's stickers, so you're gonna get a big sticker bomb at the end of this month. So
woo!
I'm sorry for that. That was not my fault. I don't know what happened, but I got them all returned, so you guys are just getting double stickers this month.
Fine. I gotta update my address.
You do have to update your address, and with all that said, though, we're going to get the fuck out of here and head to the post show and go check out some weird stuff as well. So have a good day. Thank you, Kinzo Slice. Lofus, say goodnight, baby.
Good night, baby.
Oh, say that again.